You are tuning in to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown, the official podcast for the Atlanta Realtors. We're here to keep you updated with the latest trends, topics, and keep you in the know of our ever-changing Atlanta market. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hi, and welcome back to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown. I'm your host today, Neil Midder. Our guest today is Stephanie Jacobs. Before we start, though, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please make sure you do. It's available on all the different platforms. If you make sure you subscribe to it, then that way you won't need to remember to try and find it every single time. So, as I mentioned, our guest today is Stephanie Jacobs. Stephanie graduated from the University of Georgia with a Bachelor in Fine Arts and Painting. In 2017, she opened her own business, Staged by Stephanie, primarily focused on staging homes. And that's actually how we met. But now Stephanie's actually focused more on all aspects of interior design. The primary topic for today is really trying to talk about interior design trends for 2023. So Stephanie, before we do that though, do you want to give everyone a bit of introduction for yourself and also explain how you actually got into interior design?
Yeah, so I graduated from UGA with a BFA in art and in painting and drawing and actually art education as well. So I did teach for 7 years in public schools, and I originally went to school for interior design, but I didn't have that creativity that I wanted, which is why I kind of, you know, at 18 years old, you really don't know what you want to do when you go into college. So I changed to painting and drawing. And then I was like, okay, I need to also make money. So I'm also going to be a teacher, and teaching, I come from a long line of teachers, so it's kind of in my blood as well. So yeah, so once I kind of took a step back from teaching after having my first child, I have a realtor friend who suggested that I get into staging homes. So I started with occupied staging only, meaning going into homes, giving them a whole list of what they need to do to get their homes ready for the market, to make it look great, and obviously in person make it look great for that emotional connection for prospective buyers, so that sellers could get the most amount of money back and, of course, you know, sell it quickly. Because so much of home purchasing is emotional. And then from there, my business just took off and people asked me to come back and design their new home. And so now we do it all.
Right. And I've definitely seen that. I've seen where I've taken buyers into a home and they've actually fallen in love with the home because of the way that it's staged. And often they say, you know, is the furniture for sale? So I think staging is such an important component.
Yeah.
And how the house looks.
Yeah. So it highlights all the features that are important. It really does. It helps kind of, it helps a buyer envision themselves in the space and kind of, you know, take away any sort of emotional connections that the seller has and any taste specific things that the seller has done. And, you know, you always have to approach it in a loving manner with the current homeowners, the sellers, you know, because there's a fine line, right, of what is taste specific and what can we do to make this, you know, open for all buyers.
Absolutely. And that's such an important part to it. So I know as a realtor, again, we get asked a lot of questions, you know, we wear different hats. And so sometimes, you know, people ask us advice in terms of, you know, we're looking to make improvements to the house, you know, what kind of things are in, what kind of things are out. And a lot of times there's fads that come in and come out, right?
So 100%.
So in terms of some of the trends that you're seeing for 2024, what are you seeing coming?
So I'd like to start at like the most simple things that home sellers can do to improve and like, you know, using those trends. And a lot, and let's start in the kitchen, right? Because that's the heart of the home. And that is one of the biggest selling features of a home as well. You know, a lot of potential buyers that are looking at not brand new builds can get past certain things like powder rooms or, you know, carpet in bedrooms if they want hardwoods. But I think a kitchen is a major part of the home. And one simple thing to do is always update hardware. Take away, don't use rose gold. Rose gold is totally out now. It was really trending a few years ago. You know, brushed brass is good, but, you know, matte black is really what we are generally recommending right now. There's also ash gray is kind of a new hardware that's in. It's more of like a shinier gray metal, kind of just a change from the matte black. You know, it used to be oil rub bronze and now it's just kind of evolved into matte black and now ash gray. And those two things are great. Always changing out knobs on cabinets with a pull just brings the cabinets up a level. And then you know, paint. Paint is always a huge thing. Just even if your paint, even if your cabinets are in great condition, and just repainting the cabinets are always a great thing to do. You know, white cabinets are in, but a whole white kitchen is not, right? White is always easy to live with. I mean, people can always envision themselves with white cabinets, but an easy way to update it for, you know, 2024 and beyond is maybe changing out the backsplash to add a little bit of color if you do have an all white kitchen. Or like I said, change out the hardware to a matte black or an ash gray versus another, brushed silver type of hardware. Also changing out your counters is an easy fix as well. Painting walls. And then if you want to add a color of paint to your cabinets, I recommend if you have like an island, that's a great place to, you know, change the color so it's not just white. Believe it or not, wood is back in. You know, the lighter wood tones, and now we're getting the darker wood tones that everybody was saying paint, 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 are back in too. What's not in is the orange wood tones from the 90s. So I always recommend painting that.
Okay, great. Yeah. I know that a few years ago, there was like people saying a different combination of metal colors mm-hmm. were in. Is that still the case? Is it still good to mix the different hardware colors, or is it best to go with one color?
I still think it's really nice to mix, right? I mean, especially if you have stainless steel appliances, you can still keep like your brushed nickel faucet, for example, and then just change all of your cabinet hardware to black or brushed gold. Brushed gold is still in. I say use brushed gold in small amounts, right? You don't want a whole kitchen brushed gold or a whole home brushed gold. You don't want to start changing your knobs to brushed gold. I think it's fine in small amounts, but don't overdo it with that because that can become taste specific. So, but yes, mixing metals is definitely in. It's just finding the balance of mixing the right metals together. Right.
And you mentioned like paints in kitchens. Are there mm-hmm. certain paint colors that you think are more suitable for kitchens? Mm-hmm. You know, are there others that you would try to avoid?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, like I said, white cabinets are still great. But if you want to do either your lowers, you know, a different color, or just your island a different color, or if you have a built-in, you know, wall unit, like a built-in bar or coffee bar, you can paint that whole piece of cabinetry, the uppers and lowers one color. What's in, you know, these smoky blues are still trending, like charcoal blue. I think it's like navel, things like that are still, and even smoky blue by Sherwin-Williams is still trending as well. And then these kind of deeper greens. So more of like a richer hunter green or pewter type of greens are really trending as well. You know, and even going just a few shades darker in your white of your cabinets is really nice too.
Okay, so still a white, but just a different shade of
white. Like a few shades darker would be nice too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
What other areas of the house do you tend to focus on? So we've talked a bit about the kitchen.
Yeah, oh, and one more thing, gray is out.
Oh.
So don't overdo it with the cool grays. Warm grays that are verging on like white are in. So, you know, just be careful of, you know, repainting your cabinets gray, because gray has become kind of out too. But yeah, the other areas I would focus on the house are painting walls, right? That's a mm-hmm. very, very easy thing to do. Paint is going to be your cheapest, fastest way to upgrade a home, whether it's painting your ceiling white, if it's a, you know, if it's kind of like builder beige from the early 2000s, or, you know, giving one room an accent color. I think that buyers still really appreciate that, as long as it's a good accent color. We're not talking about magenta. You know, we're talking about, again, those moody colors are really nice for an accent color. So once again, a smoky blue or a smoky green. And I would do all the walls, including if you have a chair rail, I would continue the chair rail that color as well.
Okay.
Depending on the room size, you can do the ceiling white, or if you have really high ceilings, it's kind of nice to do the ceiling the same color. Of course, just different sheens for different places.
So the same color on the ceiling as on the walls, but
yes.
A different shade?
Yes, different sheens.
Different sheens.
Yeah, okay. Flat on the ceilings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of some of the other places in the room, mm-hmm. so like bathrooms and stuff like that, mm-hmm. what kind of things are you seeing come in there?
Yeah, so still the matte black hardware. People are really liking the idea of doing sconces on either side of the mirror versus an overhead light. And it just kind of brings it up a level. If you have a powder room, don't be afraid to add a pretty little chandelier in there. Flush mount chandelier is really nice. Just little accents that take the house up a level. So it feels designed versus just built, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. especially when you get in, actually any market, I think that's good. Whether you're selling a condo for $200,000 versus a home in the millions, I think it's important for buyers to have that emotional connection. We're so, we are so, you know, inundated all the time with HGTV and Instagram and Pinterest, and people are looking for that Instagram-worthy home, you know, and they want it all. And right. It's hard to get it all. So show potential buyers that they can get a lot of it.
Right. Okay.
And then they can do the rest, right?
Right.
But like, let them have that, you know, let them have that foot. Like, let them see like, okay, like I see where this is going. You know, I can make this work. That's what we're trying to create in this space.
Okay. I know that a lot of people say lighting is often a good way of being able to make a house look very different too.
100%.
You know, are there certain types of lights that you recommend? You know, what kind of, you know, even in terms of like the intensity of the light, you know, more daylight or more soft lighting, you know, what kind of things
yes.
you recommend there?
Lighting is like a huge subject, whether it's, you know, clients looking to design, remodel, update lighting, or, you know, potential sellers. First of all, make sure your light bulbs match throughout the room. At least throughout the room, if not throughout the house. It's like a pet peeve of mine. It doesn't look good in photos either, if you're getting your home right. ready to sell. But like to see, you know, four recess lights and then have them all like, you know, bright white and then one has this orange color, it never looks great. It's what I like, 300 lumens is my kind of sweet spot. Mm-hmm. One of the easiest things to do also is to update your older LED recessed lights with the new LED cans, and you would update the whole entire piece of that. And that's something, you know, a handyman can do, or obviously an electrician as well. But, you know, the electrical is already there. It's very easy. And if somebody's very well-versed and, you know, if they're very handy, they can do it themselves too.
Right.
But I really like it's kind of like right in the middle, 300 lumens. It's not too bright. It doesn't feel like a hospital, and it's not too orange either. So it just kind of creates a nice mood. But I like, you know, make sure your recess lighting is on dimmers if you can. Mm-hmm. And I love having, you know, either lamps in the room, or if it's a kitchen, having pendants as well over the island, or, you know, the counter kind of area. And, you know, sconces are nice in the bathroom or in the bedroom on either side of the bed. But it's just nice to have a choice of different lights for sure.
Okay, what about more the geometric lighting? You know, the different shapes, like the circles, the octagons, you know, all of those combinations.
Yeah.
Is that still something that's you're seeing very popular?
It is. It definitely is. What I'm seeing less of is, you know, a few years ago, all the beaded light fixtures were mm-hmm. trending. It was like beads on, and it was like that farmhouse, you know, chic kind of coastal kind of feel. I mean, I still love a beaded light fixture if it's in a beach house. But I think it kind of belongs in the beach house, right? Like, I think that the large beaded light fixtures are kind of going out. Geometric are nice. You know, woven light fixtures are really
okay.
People are really wanting to bring in other textures and elements into their home. So it's not just, you know, fabric, wood, metal. So, and I think people have figured out, like, bringing in that woven element, whether it's on chairs or light fixtures, headboards. You know, it's really trending right now.
Yeah, and I'd even heard that a lot of people are moving more towards sustainable materials,
yes,
too.
Yes,
trying to bring more of the outside in. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you're saying too?
Yes, 100%. And, you know, when we do walkthroughs, I'm always saying bring fresh flowers. Put fresh flowers out. You know, keep your plants, if you're living there, please keep your plants alive, you know, and obviously trimmed and maintained. But I think, you know, bringing the outside in is a huge, huge trending thing right now. Plants are really big. They really became, you know, plants are great in general. I feel bad saying they became popular. It's like pets became popular. Kids became popular.
Right.
They should always have been in our house. And I think during COVID, people really began, you know, bringing plants more into their home as well. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a beautiful splash of live, you know, green in your home ever.
Right. So. I mean, I've spoken to lots of people that during, you know, COVID, because they weren't able to go out, they spend a lot more time out in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
So then they started bringing some of those elements in. If you're growing flowers, you know, you bring mm-hmm. it in. And so I can definitely see where that comes
from. And it's good for your mood and for your air quality too.
Right.
Yes. In the air. So, you know, nothing wrong with plants. Just keep them alive. Choose easy plants if you're not good at keeping them alive.
Yeah. I'm not very good at keeping plants alive. So I try to avoid doing. In terms of the exterior of the house, then, right? So we've talked quite a bit about the interior. What kind of things are you suggesting for the exterior of the house? Because curb appeal is so important, right?
Oh, 100%. Well, always clean, pressure wash, you know, get rid of any, you know, damaged or rotted wood, fix anything necessary, make sure everything is sparkling, including your windows, and make sure you're putting fresh plantings down, pine straw mulch, whatever you need to do to make your home look, you know, ready. And there's something to be said with a fresh, you know, pine straw or mulch around your home. It just makes it pop no matter the color. And speaking of color, we in Atlanta, and I'm going to get some backlash for this, but I think a lot of, you know, Atlanta always is kind of last on the design track. We're a great city, right? Like we've got, you know, so much going on here in terms of furniture industry, movie industry, fashion industry, so much is going on here. But when it comes to Atlanta, we are a very conservative city with design, and we are kind of slower to take on design and risk. You know, I'll never forget when my neighbor painted her home all black. And this was before the all black home came in, and she was like, you're going to see, it's going to become popular. And I was like, okay. And you know, she was telling me,
right.
And guess what? Like a year later, everybody was painting their homes. Like, well, not everybody, but a lot,
yep.
You know, it's not as popular in Atlanta, but I do see it a lot more. And it's kind of the same with the White House black trim. Okay. First of all, if you're going to still do it, make sure you are, if you're not great with color, make sure you're consulting somebody who is, because I've seen homes around Atlanta where it's like they chose the whitest white possible and the blackest black possible, and it does not look great. Like it doesn't look, you know, you're in a natural setting. You have trees and bushes and animals all around you in Atlanta. We're like tree capital of the nation, I think,
right.
Or tree city of the nation. You know, you want to make it sure it looks natural, but we have overdone it with the White House black trim and what is trending for 20. And I think it's been overdone around the nation. But people are going back to the more natural colors too for their homes, bringing in shades of that green, like muted green, using the natural brick color still, you know, and using more off whites instead of the bright whites as well, and just kind of going away from the, you know, black trim. I think people are trying to warm things up. I think, you know, not feel so sterile in their homes and the exteriors of homes as well.
I'd seen a trend where a lot of people were like painting the brick on their houses. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, the white brick with the black trim. Again, is that something that, you know, you're seeing a lot more people painting brick?
Or? I'm seeing a lot of backlash towards painting the brick. Okay. I do see, like, I see a lot of builders still around Atlanta. Like, you can clearly see they chose a certain brick because they're going to paint it, which I understand. But I'm seeing a lot, and even on the different, you know, Facebook groups that I'm a part of throughout Atlanta, you know, just the moms groups and the referral groups and the decorating groups, people are like, remember, once you paint it, you can't ever go back. And it's true. It's true. So I think it really depends on your brick home and what the color of that brick is, right? I mean, there are certain bricks that I would say maybe we do need to paint it. But, you know, when it's a nice deep red brick, it's beautiful.
Right.
You know, and Atlantans love brick homes. Mm-hmm. So show it off. And there's other ways to update it, right? Whether it's putting shutters on and painting those, or adding an awning, or different light fixtures on either side of the entry door, changing the entry door. So I think, you know, I think the trend of painting our brick homes all white, unless there's a reason, like you had to do a major, you know, repair and you can't find the brick to match, which it is very hard to match brick after it's been aged and etc. But I think that trend is starting to go away.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. So in terms of projects that, you know, if somebody wants to be able to make updates to their home, what kind of updates would they do, and which areas would give them the biggest bang for their buck?
So definitely the kitchen, 100%, right? So the kitchen, I think, always, you know, is the first place to start and say, okay, can I just repaint my cabinets? Are my cabinets in great condition? And all I need to do is repaint my, or just repaint the island, or even paint your hood. If you have a wood hood, you can, you know, you can paint that just to make it a different color.
Right.
Backsplash, and then bathrooms. Of course, that's so easy. I always say focus where, you know, where the owners or the buyers, when they're going into a home, are focusing on their space.
Mm-hmm.
They're focusing on, you know, what they're going to show off to their friends and family and where they're going to spend the most time. These secondary bedrooms and bathrooms, they're more like, okay, can I fit a decent size bed in here? Is it functional? Is it clean? You know, but I think the primary bedroom is also really important, whether that's repainting, mm-hmm. updating lighting, and also changing, you know, the primary bathroom as well. And once again, simple thing, change. If you don't want to change out the whole vanity, you know, and start dealing with changing the flooring, because right. once you start changing one thing, it can turn into a whole cycle. Mm-hmm. But repainting the vanity or just changing the top on the vanity. And changing mirrors out and lighting. That's so cheap. You can get, you know, a mirror for, you know, a big round mirror for $100, $150 and put that, you know, above. You know, and changing out those big rectangular pre-cut mirrors that right. are kind of like builder grade.
Yep.
And if you don't want to even change that out, you can go to different companies and get frames that just stick on those mirrors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to update it so it looks more like a custom thing. Anything you can do to make your home look more designed and more customized, mm-hmm. but not taste specific,
right?
You know, yes. neutral while you're doing it, I think it is adding value to your home.
And that's so important about taste specific, as you said, because mm-hmm. otherwise, you know, if you're updating your house and you want to be able to sell it at a later point, you want to make sure that it's not too taste specific because it makes it more difficult to sell it.
Right, exactly. 100%. And going back to like mixing the metal, mm-hmm. don't mix more than two metals in a room too.
Okay.
I need to clarify that. I love mixing metal. Don't mix more than two.
Okay.
In a room.
What about in basements? What are you seeing people doing with the basement?
I'm seeing basements. I'm doing a lot of basement renovations.
Okay.
People are kind of getting rid of those drop-down ceilings.
Okay.
You know, and seeing what they can do, like just put regular ceilings in. LVP in basement is always going to be king. Mm-hmm. You know, it's waterproof. We get a lot of rain in Atlanta. You know, and occasional, I see a lot of like, oh my gosh, water came into my basement with all these, we get some major rain, mm-hmm. you know, so LVP will always be king because it is waterproof. I'm seeing it becoming a multi-use space, whether it's, you know, to have a guy's night and watch whatever big game is going on, or, you know, the teen lounge to send them down there and just say like, I don't want to hear your video games or whatever you're doing, like mm-hmm. go down there. But I'm seeing it becoming really like, you know, the second heart of the home is a basement. So people, I think finishing out basements is, you know, very good.
Okay. Are there any things that you've seen where people should avoid doing it themselves or maybe get people to help them? Have you seen some?
Tile. Do not lay tile on your own. I've seen some really poor tile jobs that can be like a make or break situation. Please, you know, and electrical, 100%. If you're having to repair or replace electrical, it's one thing to change a light fixture where the electricity already exists. Mm-hmm. But if you need to move electrical, repair, replace, hire a certified electrician. I tell people that all the time. Same with plumbing. You know, you don't want to be penny wise, pound foolish at the end of the day.
Right.
So it's not worth it to save, you know, $100 and then end up with thousands of dollars of repairs or worse.
Right. Going back to mirrors, right? You mentioned about different, are there certain shapes mirrors that are popular right now?
I mean, I think I love a round mirror. I love an arched mirror, a pill-shaped mirror, which is kind of rectangle with like the curved. Well, a pill-shaped mirror is more oval, like a pill-shaped, but I also like the rectangle mirror with like the curved corners as well. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. And framed mirrors versus frameless. So, which is why I said if you have a frameless mirror, go, you know, on to Google and search, you know, how can I frame my frameless mirror? And websites will come up where you punch in your numbers of dimensions, and then you can choose the frame you want. And I think you just stick it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are they easy to remove too after you've stuck it on or after you stick it on?
With some goo gone, yes. But hopefully it looks so great you don't need to remove it.
Right. So. Right. In terms of different styles that you've seen come in, mm-hmm. what's been your favorite one that...
Yeah, so, I mean, farmhouse... So what's out is farmhouse, right?
Okay,
I mean, farmhouse...
Okay.
People are still doing hints of farmhouse. Like, I'll see a barn door here and there, and I get it. Like, they're great, they're easy. But more modern barn door that's been painted, not rustic. So, like, modern barn door is great. But the rustic farmhouse is out. Like these, you know, and I think they've been out, right? The sign, I think we just overdid it, right? We mm-hmm. loved that specific show that everybody watched on HGTV.
Yep, I know the one
you're talking
about.
Yes. And, you know, it was just, farmhouse city everywhere.
Right.
And Atlanta really grasped it, and so did the rest of the country. And we put it everywhere so much that now we can't look at it. So, you know, these painted signs are really out. Just wreaths, like inside your house, are out. You know, just that type of stuff is out. But what is trending is really transitional modern. Atlanta loves transitional modern. It will never go out for Atlanta. You know, bright, airy, open spaces, you know, with maybe a moody space here and there, will always, you know, get 90% of Atlanta's hearts. And then, you know, hints of, like, you know, modern decor, not contemporary, but modern. Some, you know, mid-century lines are still in. I see that they're coming out a little bit, but I think, you know, a few of the mid-century touches are nice and in. Shades of white, like layers of white, are really in. You know, that kind of rustic chic, I guess you could say, where it's more like a Western chic, right? Like leathers, are really, really trending right now too.
Right.
Yeah, like the warm browns and then like a pop of black, are really trending.
All right. Now, you talked about some of the colors earlier, and I've heard that a lot of people are painting like the walls one color, but they're bringing other elements and bringing color to that. You know, like some, as you mentioned, some greens and some brighter colors if you want. Are you seeing a lot more of that? You know, like cushions and other accessories, people bringing those in?
Yes, people, I think, are just so sick of like that, you know, the grays and the kind of depressive kind of feel. You know, it's funny because you'll hear different things, though, from different people, and it's all about psychology as well.
Okay.
And when I went to a class about paint trends and what's going on through one of the major paint companies, you know, they had different kind of visions for 2024. And one was more of like a spa feel, you know, and they're saying all the light blues are in right now because people want to feel, you know, relieved and, you know, like they're in a spa and relaxed. So light blues are really trending, but on the other end you've got, and then they say, you know, people are so sick of the like medical feel, but then the next page it's like layers of whites, you know.
Right.
So, but I think it's like, you know, warm whites, right? Like not yellow whites, but whites with depth, so that you don't get that medical feel. So I understand that, but then you also have, then there's all this turmoil going around in the world, so you have these moody color rooms too. So I think it's all kind of, it all goes, and you want to be able to make sure that you're balanced in your design, right? Like
right.
I said, it's okay to have like these warm kind of layers of whites throughout your house, as long as you're also mixing in, you know, a room with that moody color here or there. And then you can do, you know, maybe the primary bedroom retreat could be that spa color, which is really nice because you do want your primary bedroom to feel relaxed and calming.
Right.
I mean, at least I do.
Yep.
So
okay. When you're saying moody colors, what kind of moody rooms? What kind of colors are those?
So, you know, more like that charcoal blue, the deep greens. I'm seeing even a deep purple. Like I've seen like people do like, you know, full on like kind of eggplant, but like a deep purple is really pretty too. So what, you know, what's not trending is a millennial pink that was going on years ago, right? You don't want to do an accent room, you know, a whole room with that accent color, for example. Pink is generally, I think, kind of trended out too. But yeah.
Even after the recent movie where it became such
a... Yeah, so I think it's great in teen girls' rooms, 100%. And maybe a pop of pink in personal spaces is great, but maybe not in the living room or the kitchen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You talked about accent walls, so... Is it still popular to have like just one wall where you're painting it? And is wallpaper, I've heard that wallpaper was coming back too. Is that still something that people are moving towards now?
Yes, wallpaper is trending big time, but it can be very taste specific.
Right.
So be very careful if you're planning on selling your home soon. You know, you don't want to do something with like butterflies and rainbows, you know, in
unicorns.
A bathroom. Yeah, and unicorns, right. You know, so yes, but like a floral wallpaper, I think I'm seeing, you know, the grand millennial style that was in a few years ago has kind of toned down a bit. It was kind of, it was really like grandma, like it was like a grandma chic is what was in, and it was kind of like florals on top of florals and maybe some plaids too, and I think that's kind of toned down, but we're still taking those florals are still in, because it's that bringing the outside in, right? And botanicals are still in. I also think doing just textured wallpaper is really nice, where it kind of gives like a foil effect, or even grass cloth. We're seeing a lot of metallic grass cloth coming in. And if you don't want to do your whole wall, the ceiling's the fifth wall, guys. You know, like, don't forget about your ceiling. You can do your accent wall on your fifth wall. So you can do that with wallpaper or with paint, and it's an easy way where it's like not in your face, but once again, it's giving people that feeling of, oh my gosh, this space is designed, you know, and it takes it up a level.
Yeah, a lot of homes in the UK have wallpapers, and I've hung wallpaper. It's hard to do too.
It is, right.
Trying to make sure you have the seams lined up and everything.
Well, and that's why you hire a professional.
Yes, and don't hire me, people.
And people love the peel and stick wallpaper, and that's something great to try behind like your built-in bookcases. And I do hear a lot of people that can DIY that. And I think that's fine as long as it's something like a built-in bookcase or maybe a smaller wall where that if you did have an accidental imperfection, you can cover it up, you know, by putting, especially with bookcases, right? You can style things in front of it.
Yeah, my wife recently did that peel and stick actually in our powder room downstairs.
And she did a great job, I bet.
She's listening, so yes, she did a great job.
Okay, good.
But yeah, and so, you know, and it's so easy to be able to get so many different colors and be able to put them in different places too. And you, as you said, it doesn't have to be in the whole wall either. You can have, you know, just wallpaper at the bottom and paint on the top too.
Yes. So
I think there's a lot of different things that can be done.
Yes.
There.
And in the millwork is still in. What's been trending is the millwork on walls. So, you know, the different wood, like paneling, and there's all different shapes and, you know, boxes you can do, whether on one wall or maybe you do it below a chair rail and just do it on the half a wall or above it, or you could do it just on in a primary bedroom behind the headboard. But yes, that is still trending too.
Okay. What about things that are no longer, I mean, you mentioned, you know, that the barn, you know, the barn doors are kind of still
in the wood signs, rose gold, you know, gray, cold gray is out. Like a warm gray is still in, and grayages are very in. But I mean, I think we're really looking for more warmth when we're going into our homes and designs. And I'm trying to think about what else. The boucle fabrics are really out. Like they're like the nubby kind of fabrics. They were trending for a while, and they're just, there's softer boucles, and then there's like very boucle. And I think that's really out too. So yeah, that's definitely out as well.
If people want to get to know, you know, understand interior design and different materials and products, you know, what would be a good source for people to go to for that sort of?
Well, I think, you know, Instagram is great. Make sure you kind of look at your following. The, you know, magazines are still relevant. There's plenty of great, you know, design magazines out there, depending on what you're looking for as well. And kind of for, you know, all, you know, I mean, there's some magazines like Architectural Digest that are like really bespoke design, but I think they also are, you know, you can grab a few things that can be relevant to you as well. And then there's, you know, just a lot of the general magazines for interior design are great. You know, HGTV is great. Still, I think you can still see a lot of upcoming trends on there as well. And then just looking at websites with furniture, because everything is so visual now, and most of the furniture shopping is done online now today. So, and walking through furniture stores. But when you go on these websites, you're going to see, you know, how they've curated the room, you know. And of course, it's going to be more neutral probably than what you would want, but it's neutral so that they can sell their furniture. But take that, you know, they're trending for a reason. You know, because you know, these furniture companies have to stay in business.
Right.
So it's going to be very visual and appealing to everybody.
Yeah. Did you say that a lot of people are moving more to looking online at furniture?
Yes.
I would have thought, isn't furniture very textural though? Isn't it a lot of touch?
So it is.
How'd you get
past
that?
It definitely is. It is. So, I mean, I still recommend if you're going to go get a sofa, like go sit in it, feel it, touch it. Make sure you like the way it sits. There's always multiple different, you know, feels of how a cushion, you know, can sit as well. They have different levels of cushion, hardness, firmness, et cetera. But I think, you know, a lot of furniture stores went out of business during COVID, and a lot more people started just going that way into buying online. So yes, it's hard, but, you know, if you're purchasing something online, make sure to inspect it within that first 24 hours and make a claim and call the furniture company up immediately. It is harder. It's definitely harder. But even the furniture companies that are still in business with open stores do not carry all their products.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't have the room.
Right.
They don't have the space to do it because most people are doing everything online.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So if people want to be able to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram at SBS Designs. That's also my Facebook hashtag. And then you can also go to my website, which is www.sbsdesignsatlanta.com. And you can, you know, call me, fill out a form, email me, whatever is easiest.
And do you have like a phrase or a slogan or something that you use to, you know, live your life?
Tomorrow's a new day.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Yes, like, you know, some days, you know, people don't realize it. But I mean, you can relate as, you know, being a real estate agent. But, you know, it's things do not always go the way you expect it to. And sometimes you have to, like, deal, you know, put out fires before you tell your clients. It's a lot of it in the furniture industry, too.
Right.
And figure out the right way. And, you know, it's just, and that's why people hire a designer, because they don't want to deal with any of that. But, you know, it's some days are harder than others, whether it's business or life in general. Tomorrow's always a new day.
I like it. Do you have a word of the year, too? I know some people do.
Yeah, mindful or more. I'm not mindfulness. I'd say being present.
Okay.
Yeah, being present. I'm finding myself needing to just turn that clock, you know, turn off business mode, you know, at 5 p.m. and be present. Because, you know, I think we learned a lot, you know, during, and I know people are probably like overhearing COVID, but we have taken a lot away from it. You know, and part of that is you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So, you know, if we're doing all this and working so hard, like make sure you're taking that time for what really matters. And it's, you know, family and yourself.
I agree. I think you definitely need to have some personal time.
Yeah.
It's so easy to work all the time, but
it is. Take some, very easy.
Take some personal time too is great. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for coming in today.
I've learned
a lot. This has been great. So
great.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown. Please subscribe. And for more information on how to get engaged, check us out at atlantarealtors.com. We look forward to having you join us for the next episode.